AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The chairman of the House Ethics Committee announced he's filed a resolution to force a vote on expelling New York Republican George Santos from Congress one day after the committee issued a scathing report detailing substantial evidence Santos converted campaign donations for his own personal use. Santos easily survived an expulsion vote earlier this month, as lawmakers in both parties stressed the need to allow due process. Santos is also facing nearly two dozen charges in federal court. At the APEC summit in San Francisco, President Biden is seizing a chance to refocus on Asia as wars rage in Ukraine and the Middle East. The president, though, is also meeting with the president of Mexico at the summit. The Middle East is still a focus at the summit. There were protesters at San Francisco's Bay Bridge. Meantime, thousands of bodies are buried in rubble in Gaza.
The wreckage goes on for block after devastated block. The smell is sickening. Every day, hundreds of people claw through tons of rubble with shovels and iron bars and with their bare hands. They're looking for the bodies of their children, their parents, their neighbors. All of them are killed in Israeli missile strikes. The corpses are there, somewhere in the endless acres of destruction. More than 5 weeks into Israel's war with Hamas, some streets are now more like graveyards. Officials in Gaza say they don't have the equipment, manpower or fuel to search properly for the living, let alone the dead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge ruled North Dakota's legislature violated the Voting Rights Act in how lawmakers reapportioned legislative districts comprising two tribal nations. An Amtrak train heading to Chicago with 200 passengers derailed after striking an unoccupied vehicle on the tracks in Michigan. This is AP News. A good Samaritan helped save a driver in Maine, and there's more to this story.
Manny Carinos, a lobsterman, was on a boat nearby when a car went into Casco Bay on Thursday afternoon. Carinos immediately jumped into the water to help save the driver, who was trapped in the sinking car. Police and fire crews in Portland, Maine, forced the vehicle open to save the driver with Carinos' help. He says he's never had to do that before, though he's been diving for 20 years, he says. The 33-year-old driver was rushed to the hospital and was in stable condition. Police say the vehicle had been reported stolen earlier in the day. I'm Rita Foley.
Elton John's musical about televangelist Tammy Faye Baker is coming to Broadway from London. Tammy Faye's premiere in New York will be sometime during the 2024-2025 season. The musical was nominated for four 2023 Olivier Awards, including Best Musical. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.